So you became a news person.
Yeah.
There was a big story called the Penn Square Mall story.
Biggest story in Oklahoma.
And well, tell us why. Tell us about it.
It was because of the oil boom, and it was because of the money that was given out by Penn Square Bank. And they were connected to Chase Manhattan and some other major banks across the country. And they closed down. And I got word of it. My husband was an attorney. And I got word of it from some of the people that he worked with. They called me and said, Jess, I got a little bug to put in your ear. I said, what's that? They said, Penn Square Bank is going to close today. I said, no. And he said, yes. They're already in Washington. There are people in Washington that's getting ready to close that bank down. And he said, so that might be a story for you. I said, okay. So I went to my news director and I said, I've just gotten word from a reliable resource that Penn Square Bank is going to close today. And he said, oh my God. I said, yes. What should we do? And he said, call and see if you can talk to the president that's out there at Penn Square. So we called on our way, and we were told that the president was unavailable. We went out there anyway and went in the place, cameras rolling, and saying, we'd like to speak to the president. And so he came down, and we went in his office. So we have him on camera saying, oh, no, there's not any problems with it. And they closed it that day. Probably right after we stepped out of the bank, it wasn't long, they closed the bank down. And so it made nationwide.
Yes. I remember I was in Colorado on vacation. I heard about
up
it. Yes.
And they, to get their money out. Yeah.
And they couldn't.
They couldn't, yeah. And that became the biggest story.
And you broke
yeah.
the Penn Square Bank story.
Yes.
Right. But he sat and looked you in the eye and said, no, there's no problem. And within three, 4 hours later, then it was announced. Did you get in on that announcement?
We were there. We were sitting out.
How did it
come sitting out
the bank
front
that they were closed? Did somebody come out and announce that they were closed?
No, we saw these guys in suits go in. And then later on, when they we saw the bank close and locking the doors.
And you got video of that.
Yeah.
And you were the first television station there.
Yes.
Probably the only one.
The only one.
Because you were on there anyway.
Right.
And you decided, we're going to hang out.
Right.
We're going to stay here.
Right.
You saw the suits.
Yeah.
Wow.
Once we saw the suits, we thought,
we better hang on.
Yeah. We better wait, because we called back to the station and we said, we got an interview, but he denies that there's nothing wrong. There's nothing happening. And we saw the suits go.
Wow.
And so the news director said, just wait.
Just wait. What great advice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was pretty exciting for you to be
right,
the first person.
Right, right. And it was the first time that it was during the days where the networks would purchase stories from locals, you know, if they became big enough. They, of course, purchased that story. I'm on that story when they did the ABC broadcast and got a little stipend for.
Did you get on yourself?
Yeah, I was when I did the story. Yeah, they put a snippet when
was
they
nationwide.
Said
nationwide.
Yeah, it went nationwide, and I got a little snippet from them paying me.
They paid for, you.
Yeah,
they paid you a snippet.
Yeah, a snippet. So that was after that, lots of people got paid, you know, for doing different things for the news. No, I knew that they were doing that before, but I never had a story that big and didn't expect that one to be
right,
that big.
Right.